Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and for those of you who are new to this program, because we're being heard at a different time, we're heard at usually at 1 p.m. Saturdays on WOR, one of our flagship stations that carries this program. This is a program about intelligent medicine. That means the best of high-tech medicine and the best of natural therapies. We put that together for you each week, and we like to think of intelligent medicine as sort of the best-kept secret about health programs, because we take a discerning view towards the health news, a critical perspective on some of the bland reporting that you hear in the mainstream media. And we got lots of time to discuss with you, so call us 888-302-3684. And among the stories this week, a really big story, because each year they generate a lot of hysteria about the flu vaccine. Now, it's imperative that everybody get the flu vaccine. And this year, with the added concern over Ebola, they used the Ebola panic to get people to sign on to the flu vaccine, because they said, well, how are you going to know? You know, if you got a fever and you're 4-plus sick and you're suffering from body aches, how do you know that you're not coming down with Ebola? So for the sake of public safety, to avoid panic, everyone should line up dutifully to get their flu vaccine. And they always assure us that it's a good idea to get the flu vaccine. It's going to make a big difference in the likelihood of us getting the flu. Well, none other than America's top health authority when it comes to prevention, the head of the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control, Tom Frieden, who used to be the health commissioner here in New York City, has admitted that this year's flu vaccine is a flop. What they're saying is that this year's flu vaccines are not a good match for much of the flu that's going to come down the pike. And the reason for that, it's always a crapshoot every year, because they try to predict. It's kind of like predicting the weather. You know, they're saying, well, it's likely predicting the weather is easy when it comes to, you know, telling us what's going to happen tomorrow or even next week. But predicting the weather 3 months from now, well, that's what it's like to try and formulate a flu vaccine, because they're saying, well, the likelihood is that this and this and this strains of the flu are going to come around, and so we'll engineer our vaccine to prevent that particular strain. But then nature sucker punches these epidemiologists, and this year's flu vaccines are a good match for only 48% of the flu strains that are likely to circulate. So they now admit that this year's flu vaccine is less likely to offer protection than in years past, and they predict it's going to be a rough year. Now, they also suggest in this press release that antiviral medications like Tamiflu and Relenza can make the flu milder and shorter and, quote, reduce the likelihood that you'll end up in a hospital or intensive care. This according to the selfsame Tom Frieden. We believe treatment with antiviral drugs can reduce the risk of dying from influenza. Now, that's something that I covered in depth last year when the same recommendations were being made. New studies suggest that these drugs have been vastly oversold. They stockpiled these drugs against killer flu epidemics. They tend to gin up people's fear and apprehension, and they actually get governments to stockpile these flu drugs that are largely inefficacious. And, oh, by the way, you have to take them very early in the course of the flu, and these days, pretty hard to get through to a doctor, much less get a doctor's appointment within hours of you being sick, right? So by the time you get to the doctor, it's too late. It's shutting the barn door after the horse gets out. You're sick with the flu, and it's not going to minimize your risk. And, oh, by the way, studies have shown that The main rationale for using these drugs, which is to reduce your risk of hospitalization or dying, these drugs don't deliver on that promise. They may reduce symptoms by, I don't know, instead of being sick 7 days, you may be sick 5.5 days. But ultimately, they're very much unproven. And there have been some very sharp criticism, particularly overseas, where maybe they buck the pharmaceutical industry more outside the United States. Articles in the British Medical Journal have highly criticized pharmaceutical industry for exaggerating the benefits of these anti-flu drugs. So, you know, I suggest check out our website, drhoffman.com, because I have an article there, 17 nutraceuticals that can boost your immune response. And I list them, and I'll go through them quickly, but you should read the article. Vitamin A, vitamin C, vitamin D, very important for enhancing immunity, vitamin E, B vitamins, iron, selenium, zinc, probiotics, garlic, beta-glucans, the product in question, AHCC. Our brand that we sell at drhoffman.com is called Empower. It's actually the number one selling nutraceutical that's routinely prescribed to cancer patients in Japan to boost their immunity while undergoing conventional therapy with chemo or radiation. And it's significant. It has significant activity against a wide variety of viruses, including the flu, hepatitis, human papillomavirus, echinacea, astragalus, DHA, which is a component in fish oil, EPA, but also DHA. That seems to be helpful at blunting the severity of infections. Colostrum, or transfer factor. We use transfer factor a lot for boosting immunity in our patients at the Hoffman Center. Thymic extracts, a product called ProBoost, has long been used to promote resistance. The thymus is the body's primary immune organ, and it shrinks as you age, and you can boost your thymic competence by taking natural thymus extracts. Ginseng, too. It's a favorite gift of children to their elderly parents to ward off winter respiratory infections, and Panax ginseng bolsters immunity in a variety of ways. It is very helpful adjunct to your immune support program this year. All right, 888-302-3684, that's our number. And in a moment, we're actually going to drill down on the subject of vitamin D. But before we do that, let's talk to Ken in New Jersey. How you doing?
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. It's a pleasure to talk to you.
My pleasure, Ken.
And
thanks
I
for
respect
calling.
Your opinion very highly. Now, my internist...
But will you respect me in the morning? That's the question. Okay, no, I'm just kidding.
I realize that. My internist said that I have rheumatoid arthritis and referred me to a rheumatologist, okay? And the rheumatologist said that I have to take this cancer drug to prevent any joint damage.
Yeah, that would be methotrexate,
right.
Probably.
That's absolutely right.
Right.
Now, is it safe?
Okay, so the answer is, I mean, look, methotrexate is a cancer drug, and it's commonly used to treat very, very severe inflammatory arthritis. And it sometimes does the job to halt the arthritis, but, you know, if it worked perfectly, we wouldn't have a whole raft of other anti-arthritis drugs like Remicade and Humira, drugs like that, which are even more powerful drugs to suppress the immune system, calm it down, and prevent the body's autoimmune attack on our own joints. So is it safe? It's not completely safe, because anything that suppresses your immune system has potential negative consequences. There could be a slightly higher incidence of subsequent cancer. There could be a slightly higher risk of unusual infections because your immunity is being suppressed. I mean, that's the idea of the medication. It doesn't just selectively suppress your immunity to your joints. It actually has a global effect on your immunity. And so we prefer not to use it. But I'm not going to weigh in and say whether you need to take it, because I don't know the situation. Actually, some of my patients have such severe arthritis, they say, go ahead and take the methotrexate, but do some natural things along with that. Other patients, I say, look, we can wait. Let's wait 3 months, see if we can halt this. It takes time for the natural approaches to work. They don't work instantaneously, unlike drugs. So, I recently saw a patient with rheumatoid arthritis. I said, look, you know, we're going to try this. Try this for 90 days. You may have to pull the trigger on more powerful drugs. But I got to say, you know, I just recently saw a patient who was on these types of immunosuppressive drugs. It wasn't for rheumatoid arthritis, but it was for colitis. And what happened was very weird. He first went on one drug, and it didn't, you know, it suppressed his immune system as it was supposed to, but it didn't do anything for his colitis. And then he went on a much more powerful drug, Humira, to suppress his immune system. And it helped his colitis, but he started to develop very, very swollen glands. and he started feeling lousy. And what it turned out was he developed tuberculosis, which is very unusual. But when you have a suppressed immune system, that's actually one of the warnings about these types of drugs, is they can bring out unusual types of infections, suppress your immunity. So, okay, things to do. What could you do? And again, I'm not saying that you shouldn't take the methotrexate, but you know, even if you take the methotrexate, these things will be helpful. Take more vitamin D. High doses of vitamin D have been shown to help control rheumatoid arthritis. Take lots of fish oil. Take, if you can, take 6-9 capsules a day of fish oil. That's very helpful. Take something called undenatured collagen type 2. That's a product that we use called RumaShield, as in rheumatism, RumaShield. You can take that as well. Make sure that you follow a diet where you eliminate the foods that might be triggers. And we don't know, it's very individual. We test people for food intolerances, but a good place to start is eliminating nightshades and following a paleo diet. That would be without a grain-free diet, without dairy, fish, chicken, eggs, meat, lots of vegetables, fruits, but don't include the nightshade family, which would be tomatoes, eggplant, and green peppers. You might see dramatic improvements, you know, with or without the methotrexate.
Well, do you consider 700 a high rheumatoid factor?
Yeah, that's very high. Mm-hmm, sure.
Yeah,
I mean, it would be high if it even was like 30, I think.
And the CRP is 3.5.
That's not terribly high. That's just a little high.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know.
How about the...
Well, see, here's the thing. And, you know, I've got to, for the sake of brevity, I've got to...
Realize.
This is the last thing I got to say. Is, you know, you have to play it safe with rheumatoid arthritis, because the natural approach works slow. And we don't want you to develop severe damage to your joints. So for some patients, we can play a waiting game. We can say, look, wait at 3-6 months, and then if you need to, you'll take medications. Other patients have such rampaging rheumatoid arthritis that they're threatened to have claw-like fingers and hands and severe, gnarly knees if they don't pull the trigger and take a medication right away. So it's a judgment call, and you know that's something I routinely do when I see patients in practice at the Hoffman Center.
Okay.
All right. All the best to you. Good luck. Thanks for the call. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. And when we return, we'll take more of your calls. We'll also talk vitamin D, some new developments on the vitamin D front that I'll share with you in just a moment.
This traffic report from the bloodstream brought to you by Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Well, that inbound blood flow is really slowing down now due to plaque from cholesterol, but help's on the way from Kyolic. More than 750 peer-reviewed research studies indicate that Kyolic not only keeps circulation moving smoothly, it also helps improve a number of cardiovascular risk factors. Kyolic provides powerful antioxidants that help keep your arteries healthy. It reduces homocysteine, a risk factor for heart disease. Unlike other garlic products, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract is made from 100% organically grown garlic, is completely odorless, and won't upset your stomach. With all of these heart-healthy benefits, it's no surprise that Kyolic is the best-selling garlic supplement in the world. Look for Kyolic at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere. Help keep your system stay humming along with Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract today.
Why do I use the Spry Dental Defense System? Because it tastes great.
Because fillings are ugly.
There are a lot of reasons to use the Spry Dental Defense System, a complete line of oral care products such as toothpaste, mouthwash, gum, mints, and more, made with 100% xylitol. But the best reason is because it works. And because it's all natural, Spry is 100% safe for kids. There are even Spry products developed especially for your children and toddlers.
Because my dental hygienist told me to.
Because it's all natural.
So ask for Spry by name whenever you buy toothpaste, mouthwash, gum, mints, or anything else for your mouth. And make sure you're receiving all the benefits of 100% xylitol products.
Because I want a great smile, duh.
Why do I use Spry? Because it works?
The Spry Dental Defense System. Great taste, less fillings. For information or to purchase Spry, visit SpryDental.com.
Available at Whole Foods, Vitamin Shop, and other fine natural products retailers.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. We'll be taking more calls in just a moment, but vitamin D is a frequent subject here on Intelligent Medicine, and I've got several updates on this important story. First, this one. You know, it's wintertime. It's dark. It's gloomy. And it turns out that, according to a big international study just out, Vitamin D deficiency is associated with depression. Vitamin D is involved in the synthesis of serotonin and dopamine, important brain chemicals linked to mood, according to the researchers. And one of the reasons that people develop seasonal affective disorder, the winter blues, is because they just don't get enough sunlight. And sunlight triggers the production of vitamin D in the skin via ultraviolet rays. And studies have now shown that depressed patients commonly had lower levels of vitamin D. So vitamin D, ultra important, especially in the winter. But the U.S. government doesn't see eye to eye with that. A major government agency, it's a federal panel called the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force. I call this the Rationing Task Force. They have decided that there's not enough evidence of benefits to recommend vitamin D testing for all. Vitamin D screening, they say, doesn't make any sense. Now, even though studies have associated low levels of vitamin D with not just depression, but the risk of fractures, falls, heart disease, cancer, especially colon cancer, diabetes, depression, mood problems, and even the overall risk of death, the illustrious scientists who constitute the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force say there's no direct evidence that universal screening would reduce those risks. They say that the effect of vitamin D on health outcomes is difficult to evaluate. It's problematic, and they suggest people don't bother to get tested. Besides, it's expensive, so we can save healthcare dollars by not getting people tested. Well, maybe that same thing applies to our obsessive testing for cholesterol. We always test before cholesterol, but vitamin D, not important. Here's another one about vitamin D. Dietary fat increases vitamin D absorption. So it's true that when you take your vitamin D, it's best taken with a meal containing fat than with a fat-free meal. So study done in 50 older men and women, it was found that when they consumed their vitamin D with a fat-containing meal, it was better absorbed. And now this one. This one is solves kind of a dilemma that I've been seeing a lot. People who are sick and inflamed have lower vitamin D. And it may be that inflammation eats up vitamin D. This is something that I've long suspected. So if you have an inflammatory condition, it may be that you need more vitamin D to quench the inflammation. This according to a new study in a research journal called Inflammation Research. So vitamin D as an inflammation quencher, and levels are often lower in patients who are sick. All right, we'll return. We'll be taking your phone calls, 888-302-3684 for Intelligent Medicine. Have you heard about the superfood discovered by Olympic athletes for its stamina-boosting effects? Beetroot juice caused waves at the last Olympics because clinical studies proved 2 glasses of beetroot juice per day could increase stamina by 16%. Beets are a nutritional goldmine full of antioxidants, polyphenols, and electrolytes. But instead of trying to drink all that beetroot juice daily, I take Super Beets to get the same great benefits. Super Beets helps your body create nitric oxide, which helps you boost circulation, relax arteries, and maintain healthy blood pressure levels. Whenever I need a performance boost, I take Super Beets. It's my new favorite product. Each great-tasting serving gives me a rush of energy and stamina. Go to IntelligentBeets.com right now, and with my special offer, you get a 30-day supply for free with your first order. Plus, get a free book, Beat the Odds, to learn more about the benefits of beets. And you get free shipping and a 100% money-back guarantee. So call 800-738-2198 or go to IntelligentBeets.com. That's 800-738-2198. Again, 800-738-2198, or go to intelligentbeats.com right now.
If you're like me, balancing my blood sugar is important to me for my health and wellness, especially as I get older. I pay attention to what I eat and try to exercise daily, but even that might not be enough. So each day, I take Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance in conjunction with a healthy diet, regular exercise, and plenty of rest. Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is my trusted ally for healthy weight management, overall cardiovascular health, and immune function. Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is a synergistic combination of odorless kyolic aged garlic extract and herbs and nutrients shown to help maintain blood sugar levels. And it's made by our friends at Kyolic, the #1 best-selling odorless garlic supplement on the market for over 40 years.
So join the Kyolic team. I did.
Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is available at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. 888-302-3684 is our number, and we'll be taking your phone calls in just a moment. But before we do, let me share with you something that I've been doing that I'd like you to try, because I think it's really a profound breakthrough in nutritional medicine. It's not often that a new supplement comes our way that is revolutionary in its effects. I mean, we've gone through things like fish oil and coenzyme Q10, ubiquinol, the antioxidants, but the nitric oxide principle is something very important in human health. And there's a new product that we're proud to have as a sponsor. It's called Super Beets. The science is really strong on this. This is a product that I take daily to enhance my stamina and workouts. The idea behind nitric oxide is that it dilates blood vessels, promotes circulation, relaxes arteries, and it can actually help to optimize healthy blood pressure levels. So this is ultra important for many systems in the body. If you want to get the real 411 on this, check out an entire 50-minute or so podcast I did with Dr. Nathan Bryant, who's Chief Science Officer for Neogenesis, which is a company that makes Super Beets. It's quite fascinating. The science behind this is amazing. And you can derive the benefits of beet juice, which I find kind of unpalatable and nauseating, by just adding a teaspoon of this stuff to some water and take it before a workout. Or even if you don't work out, you can take it. And clinical studies have shown that 2 glasses of beetroot juice per day can increase stamina by a full 16%. So you can convert the benefits of beetroot juice into an easy to use form by taking Super Beets. You can power through the holidays and kick off the new year with a shot of good health. Call now, and with your first order of Super Beets, they'll send you a bonus canister free. You can't beat that. Drink Super Beets for just a week, and I think you'll feel the results, or you can get your money back. Go to intelligentbeets.com. That's intelligentbeets.com. Or call their number, 1-800-738-2198. Tell them I sent you. 1-800-738-2198. Intelligentbeets.com to get information about this great new product. 1-800-738-2198. Try it. Let's talk now to Gary in New Jersey. Welcome.
Hi, Gary. Hey, Dr. Hoffman. How you doing?
Good.
Got a few questions for you. My mother, my friend's mother, has just been recently had oral cancer removed, and I was looking for some supplements that might help her in the healing and also prevent the return of the oral cancer.
Okay.
And also offer some protection from, she's going to be receiving a radiation treatment also, so it's like some tips on what we can do for that.
Well, okay, it's a little complicated to handle a cancer case, with a quick call, but I will tell you about some things that can be helpful for oral cancer. You know, oral cancer responds well to EGCG, green tea. There's certainly studies that suggest that the surface of the gastrointestinal tract and the mouth is the beginning, the opening of the gastrointestinal tract, respond well to concentrated extracts of green tea. So EGCG would definitely be on that list. Also, there's some studies that suggest that broccoli extracts can be helpful for that. There are two in question that I would recommend. One is called DIM, and the product we use is called DIM Pro. And then there's something that was developed at Johns Hopkins, a very promising anti-cancer extract. It's called SGS, sulforaphane glucosinolate. And the product name is BroccoMax. It's actually patented by Johns Hopkins University. the researcher I know, Paul Talalay, who's done some amazing research showing the anti-cancer properties of this specific extract of broccoli. These are nutraceuticals, you know, nutrients that are like pharmaceutical drugs in their effects. I also would suggest higher doses of antioxidants like vitamin C and selenium and zinc. Now, there's some controversy about when you get radiation, can you take antioxidants? And many radiation oncologists say don't take antioxidants because it'll protect the cancer. And my personal belief is that they protect the normal cells and don't shield the cancer from the radiation. But, you know, that's a judgment call. Some patients just feel kind of apprehensive when they go against the recommendations of their oncologists. But when you take radiation, one of the things that you should take is melatonin. Melatonin has its own anti-cancer effects, but it also mitigates the adverse effects of radiation. And then just for general support, you may want to take some kind of Panax ginseng. It's an adaptogen. You know, it's tiring to take radiation. It can be exhausting, and that's something useful to take. You also should be probably taking something to support the immune system. You know, I mentioned earlier 17 nutraceuticals that support the immune system, and something they give to virtually every cancer patient in Japan, here not, but there it's covered by insurance, is a product that's originated in Japan. It's called AHCC, Active Hexose Correlated Compound. The brand name of the product here in the United States is Empower, I-M-M-P-O-W-E-R, Empower. And that's something I give to virtually all our cancer patients, whether they're getting chemo, radiation. It's not going to interfere with the radiation. It just helps to support immunity so that your immune system doesn't collapse, so you don't have a decline in your white blood cells. I mean, this would be important to do. So, to the extent you're getting radiation in the mouth, it's irritating. So take aloe in the mouth, you know, swish it around in the mouth. You can also swish around take a teaspoon or even a tablespoon of L-glutamine, put it in water, swish it around in the mouth. And take licorice lozenges, DGL lozenges, deglycerizinated licorice. It doesn't have the hypertensive effects that normal licorice has. DGL is very soothing for the mouth and will prevent ulcerations and, the radiation can damage the tissue in the mouth, and that'll help to reduce the adverse effects. So there you have some things, and, you know, probably if you were, you know, I custom design cancer programs for my patients who come in with, getting various regimens of chemo or radiation, and they really have to adjust them to the type of cancer they have and the stage of the cancer, and also the type of treatment that they're going to get. But I actually have a couple of patients now undergoing therapy for mouth cancer. They're doing quite well. Which is good news. My mouth cancer can be very challenging.
How about like a curcumin supplement?
That would be fine. Yeah, curcumin is also a great anti-cancer supplement. You know, so that is perfectly reasonable to take. Things like curcumin, resveratrol, these are also good things to consider. So there you have it. All right, give it a shot. And all the best to your relative. All right, let's talk to Leona. How you doing, Leona?
Hello.
Hi there.
I am asking a few questions, and I will comment on that person about arthritis.
Okay.
Now, I don't know whether everyone can or not, but if you're allergic to bees, things, you can't. But otherwise, you can take bee pollen.
Not only can you take bee pollen. By the way, Leona's calling us from Skidmore, Missouri. Leona, you can also take not just bee pollen. They've used bee stings for treatment of arthritis. You know, this is actually, it's called apitherapy, which means bee therapy, and you can use bee venom that you either inject with a hypodermic or I've seen patients take a tweezer and apply a bee to their swollen joint, and darn if it doesn't reduce the inflammation. I mean, you got to be super careful because you can have anaphylactic shock to bee stings. But
you're not allergic to them. You're okay. I helped my dad in bees when he was alive. I'll be 81, 26.
Beekeepers never have arthritis. They never seem to have arthritis because they get so many bee stings that it stimulates their immune system in a good way.
Yeah. Well, and when you fight a bee, that makes it worse. That bee just automatically stings you, and then it helps. It definitely helps in arthritis if they're not. As I say, you can't be allergic to bees.
Exactly.
And then I was back to this vitamin D.
Yes.
Since I go by what the doctors tell me, I take a vitamin C, a 500 milligram a day, half a
right.
Night it has rose hemp in it.
Yep.
And I'm wondering if, since I do, I'm able to get outside, I do sit in the sun, I'm active.
But here's the thing, Leona, is this time of year, where you are at the latitude where Missouri is. There's virtually you could put on a bikini and sit out in your lawn chair for 3 hours every day, and you still wouldn't make vitamin D because the sun is too low in the sky to create efficient vitamin D production. I mean, maybe if you went skiing in the mountains or something, but it's this time of year, you can't reliably get vitamin D from the sun. So you have to supplement orally to get you through the winter months in good shape. So do you take vitamin D?
I'm sorry. And get a vitamin D then.
Yeah, absolutely. I would recommend, and you know, I don't know your health status, so I'm going to be kind of conservative, but most 81-year-olds, senior adults, can do fine with 2,000 international units of vitamin D. And, you know, as I mentioned earlier, it kind of depends on your health status. And what I have found is that the worse your health, the more inflamed you are. Say you have an inflammatory condition like rheumatoid arthritis, ulcerative colitis, or you're just in, you know, inflamed, obese, and maybe you have diabetes, high risk of heart disease. Those people need much more vitamin D. It's almost like the body soaks up vitamin D in an effort to tamp down inflammation or fight off various types of adverse medical stresses.
I take this pill. I think it's for the heart. It's NIFED, IPIN.
It's a medication. You know, okay, so the supplements won't interfere. That wouldn't interfere.
That's what I needed to know.
That's great. So thanks for listening. I appreciate you taking part in the program today. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 888-302-3684. If you care to call, we got lots more to share with you during this hour of the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine.
Why do I use Clear Sinus Care? Because I like to breathe.
Because I hate having a dry nose.
There are a lot of reasons to use Clear Sinus Care, the nasal rinse and sinus spray with xylitol. But the best reason is because it works.
I use Clear because my doctor told me to.
Because it's all natural.
Clear, spelled X-L-E-A-R, moisturizes and soothes those dry and irritated sinuses. Clear Sinus Care not only helps with dry air problems, it also helps wash away pollens, pollutants, and other airborne contaminants, making your sinus passageways all clear.
Because my snoring was keeping my wife awake.
Because now I'm not all stuffed up.
And because it's all natural, Clear is 100% safe for children. The perfect way to keep your whole family healthy and breathing right. Prevent the misery and stop the suffering with Clear. That's X-L-E-A-R at clear.com and fine retailers.
Available at Whole Foods, Vitamin Shoppe, and other fine natural products retailers.
drhoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here with you. And vaping is a new word in Webster's Dictionary. It's actually the word of the year because a lot of folks are vaping, which means that they're using e-cigarettes, which are realistic in that they deliver nicotine. And they create a cloud of vapor, but it's water vapor. It's harmless water vapor, so it's thought to be more innocuous than cigarettes. I mean, after all, we're not dealing with burning plant material. We're just dealing with a nicotine delivery system. And, you know, there's actually some controversy over, is nicotine harmful or is nicotine even, it could even be helpful. Nicotine has actually been shown to slow the progression of certain neurological diseases like Parkinson's disease. So nicotine alone is not the problem. You know, absent the several hundred chemicals that you get when you smoke burning tobacco leaves that are sometimes chemically treated, it's thought to be more innocuous than regular cigarettes and a good alternative. But they're issuing some warnings about e-cigarettes. First of all, kids can get a hold of them. They're easier to obtain than cigarettes for kids, and vaping can be a gateway drug for getting on the real thing. You know, after all, if you're used to inhaling nicotine is highly addictive, and ultimately you may graduate to regular cigarettes. But that's not the biggest concern. At first, it was thought that vaping or e-cigarettes would reduce the risk of cancer and heart disease. But it turns out, no, not so fast, because researchers now in Japan have confirmed that e-cigarettes contain up to 10 times the level of cancer-causing chemicals. That's not good. They function by heating a flavored liquid, which contains nicotine, into a vapor that's inhaled. But as a result of that heating, carcinogens such as formaldehyde and acetaldehyde are produced in the vapor. And these are substances, formaldehyde, you know, is used in embalming fluid, also in making anything that sounds like formica. Formica exudes formaldehyde. That's why that new car smell, new building smell is so toxic to so many people. And also, you know, consider the fact that there's a superheated element in these vaping devices. You heat the metal coil, you heat the plastic casing, and what in the heck are you inhaling with all that supposedly innocuous smoke? That's not good. So the Japanese government is calling for dramatic restrictions and controls on the availability of e-cigarettes. More than a quarter of a million young people that never smoked a cigarette used e-cigarettes last year, according to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control. So kids are getting on the vaping bandwagon. And, oh, by the way, big tobacco companies, they're diversifying. They're snapping up producers of e-cigarettes. They don't want to miss out on the global phenomenon of vaping, which is a market estimated to be about $3 billion. So... Not such a acceptable alternative to smoking. All right, here's an article that suggests why it is that women live longer than men. You know, if you're a guy in a retirement community and you're 75 or 80, you are a hot commodity because a lot of the gals are widows, right? Men wear out, and so there's a female predominance among older populations. Look, obviously there are exceptions, but in general, females seem to enjoy more longevity than men. Why is that? Why could that possibly be? Well, they did some research, and I'm not sure if you can transfer the results. This is on male and female fruit flies, but they say that the results could help explain the sex differences in lifespan seen in many species, including humans. What they found is that male flies court females by singing, dancing, and smelling good. They exude sexual attractants to entice a mate. But their efforts come at considerable cost. The cost is to their overall longevity. They wear themselves out courting females. It's tough being out there in the dating market. If you're a fruit fly, and they say this is transferable to humans, the results of the study showed that under sexual selection and natural selection stresses, male fruit flies lived just 24 days and died 7 days earlier than females under the same conditions. So it's tough being a guy. You know, that bar scene, it takes a toll on you. You know, even on the internet, it's a hard work finding a mate. And that's what wears us guys out. You know, have some sympathy for us guys because it's tough being a guy. All right, here's a reminder that we've got lots to offer you at drhoffman.com. You can find podcasts and you can find great articles. And plus, we have an e-store where we talk about many of the products that we discuss on this program. And you can even find liner notes with convenient downloads for subjects that we cover on our program. So plenty of information that you can find at drhoffman.com. Remember, this program is on each weekend at 1 p.m. on WR in New York, 12 to 2 for the rest of the country, or check your local listing for when your program is broadcast. But we'll return to our usual hours on WOR next week. And now for a final story on a test that you can use. Yeah, it's a simple home test that you can use to decide if you are going to live or die. It's an important test, and it's simple. It's a test which involves just sitting down and standing up again without touching anything. sit in a chair and get up and get down without, here's the catch, without the assistance of your hands. Pushing up with your hands, that's cheating. And this is a test that can assess frailty. Well, it doesn't involve fancy equipment. It doesn't involve, blood tests. But the test can determine if you are likely to survive. Here's how it works. Healthy people aged between 60 and 64, that would be me, I'm 62, are expected to stand and sit more than 12 times for women and 14 times for men in 30 seconds. So get the stopwatch out. If you can do it more than 12 times as a gal, 14 times for a guy in 30 seconds, you're good. A good score for a 90 to 94-year-old would be sitting and standing more than 7 times for a man and 4 times for a woman. That would predict a longer lifespan. All right, lots of people jumping up and down out there. I hope you find good results when you do the sit-stand test. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Thanks for joining us. Have yourselves a great weekend. Check out drhoffman.com. This is Intelligent Medicine.